guys. It's been a while, and I'm so excited to be here today and really just kind of update the website for the first time in quite a while. And instead of kind of just jumping in, I thought I would do a blog post being like, where have I been? And yeah, I also decided that I would be doing some audio recordings of some of my longer blog posts because blogging has changed so much since I started way back in like, my first blog was in like 2003, but my first photography blog was in like 2011. And so it's changed a lot. And I feel like it's so much easier to digest audio sometimes, especially with podcasts. So I wrote this blog post already and I'm basically just reading it, but there will be a little bit of difference. So think of the blog post as a script and this as the full-fledged thing. but yeah, I'm going to be here and telling you about where I've been and what the future of my business is and what I'll be doing with bookings in the future. So sometimes you just need a break. And today I'm telling you all about mine. Where have I been? And why haven't I been posting with any regularity? Well, I won't be like spilling my whole life away on the internet. I did want to give an update since I've more or less ditched my socials and blog the past couple of years. During the pandemic, I thought I would have to totally shut down my business. I was not a photographer who flourished during that time, but after pulling through, I realized that with less work on my plate, I needed to really reprioritize where a lot of my creative energy was growing. This was so scary and nerve-wracking because photography is the only career I've ever known. But coming out of the other side, I can say it's been so incredibly worth it. During the past 2 years, I've jokingly called myself partially retired as I figured out my next steps. And looking back, the label becomes increasingly more funny because I've been working harder than I've like ever worked before in my entire life. And I am a hard worker. Like, your girl gets stuff done. So I've made some big changes and today I'm telling you all about them. Listen here, obviously, or read below. First up, Opal and June, the dress rentals. My little side business, Opal and June, is still going strong and growing. That said, I currently do not focus any attention on my Opal and June Instagram account. We're pretty high on search engines though, and because of this, we have a pretty consistent amount of rentals every month. It's so fun to see our gowns and props pop all over the US, pop up all over the US. We even had some local wedding rentals this year, especially with our disco balls, and it's just a really fulfilling, fun, and low-key side business for me. I really enjoy it. All that to say, Opal and June is still going like a heartbeat and I'm a happy rental shop mom and very laid back. The rentals are like the low key part of what my business has turned into. So the next thing, the t-shirt shop. You may have seen me post a couple of times about this Etsy shop I've built the past year and a half. I've only done it a couple of times, but there have been a few posts on social media and one on my website. So here's some more about it. Speaking of being a shop mom, in early 2022, I came across a YouTube video about selling shirts. I loved the idea of adding photographer t-shirts to Opal and June. It felt like the perfect opportunity to try something new that could add value to something I already loved, and I was super excited. So I jumped in and I made some truly terrible t-shirts. Like, they were so awful, and it's so funny already to look back on those designs. Since I was learning and my designs weren't great, I decided to list them on Etsy with plans to transfer them to my website later. Then one night I made a funny dinosaur crop top shirt. It sold almost immediately and I thought, hey, I could do this a lot more. I love dinosaurs and flowers. And so I made another and then another, followed by dozens plus hundreds more. I'm not even joking. It's been really creatively challenging and fun. I'm absolutely not a graphic designer, nor will I ever claim to be, but it's just really fun to see what sells as a design. It's always a surprise and it's a process I've just really grown to absolutely love everything about. It is a really fun side part of my business that I've really been establishing, and it's been so fun to learn something like creatively from scratch. Because I've been doing photography for so long, I really haven't had that opportunity in a while, and it has just been such a blast. Lately, I've been making the most ridiculous throw pillows, and they are just so fun. I'll put some links in the website where I link some of my favorite shirts and a couple of my favorite pillows too. It is a blast. I even started selling wholesale orders this spring and currently have shirts and puzzles in a few shops in the Midwest and Northeast, which is just so funny to me. also, should add, this isn't totally my first rodeo with t-shirts. I made them all the time in high school just for myself and my friends, and all of my senior clients used to receive shirts at their shoots. Also, no, don't worry. I won't be retiring to make shirts ever. I'm a forever photographer kind of girl, which brings me to my next point, mock-ups. After I started to design shirts, I knew exactly what my next move would be. And that move? Mock-up photos. I've always been interested in stock photography, and this has been such a fun and unique way to explore it. I shot 5 or 6 mock-up shoots last year, but didn't start listing or shooting them heavily until mid-January. So while this side of my business is extremely new, it's not even a year old, it's also been really rewarding in a fairly short time frame. I've always been fascinated by different types of photography, and it's been really fun to explore a new genre. I just think stock photography is so interesting, and this has just been the most interesting experience. Even though when someone's like, I photograph models wearing blank t-shirts. No one really thinks that's like super interesting, but it's fascinating. Mock-ups have been such a fun and unique project, but I'm going to be honest, it has been so much more work than I expected when I first started the shop. Sourcing the shirts, finding models, planning the shoot themes, using the right SEO, organizing the files, and everything that comes with mock-ups has been a surprising amount of work to figure out. Luckily, I feel like I'm getting the hang of what I'm doing, but as an experienced photographer, it's been a really interesting project. Like, the posing is totally different than my normal posing, so there's a lot of "wait, I didn't mean it" kind of prompts during shoots. I'm super grateful for all of my awesome models who have been so amazing and patient while I figured out the world of mock-ups. I think I'm finally getting it. Woo! We got through the crazy stuff, and now we're talking about the good stuff. Wedding and portrait bookings. The other stuff is good too, but I'm talking about specifically like for a photography website. Honestly, I debated whether or not all the Opal and June branches should have different names, but I don't think one mom working from home needs that many names for shops all run from the same computer. And I definitely didn't need multiple websites or more email addresses. Opal and June, at this point, is just a really creative project, and while it has 3 pillars of rentals, shirts, and mock-ups, it could absolutely change in the future. It's so awesome, though, to have a spot where I feel like I can go and explore any creative avenue. As a hobby, I've been creating a ton of truly terrible pottery. I'll be making more at Mount Sequoia this fall. And while I have no intention to ever sell it, it's nice to know that if I wanted to sell it, I understand both Etsy and Shopify enough to add pieces or to make a brand new store. Not that I'm going to. But, you know, it's nice to know that it's a possibility. And I didn't write this down in the blog post and probably won't, but I think one of the most amazing things about this creative process is I've learned different things, even things that, like, maybe I could have been happy with doing full time. Like, I never thought I'd, like, make a bunch of shirts, but I think that's something that, while I don't ever plan to do that full time, I could be creatively fulfilled. And that just makes me so grateful for photography, because the end goal, while figuring everything out, was always going back to photography full time. But I wasn't sure. There was a couple times along the way where I was like, do I really want to go back to shooting? Like, all I've ever known as a career is photography. And coming at the other side of it, I'm just so grateful, because as soon as, like, I felt like I had gotten a hold of these projects and, like, really made them cohesive with my work, with my photos, and with my brand, that I felt like, okay, great, I know exactly what I want to do, and I want to shoot. There's never really been, even though there's a couple of moments where I was like, what am I going to do in the future? How am I going to make this pan out? It was really just affirming to me how much I love photography and really truly want to stick photography, where as soon as I figured out these projects, and will keep doing them, as soon as those projects were figured out, I was like, okay, let's go. It's time to shoot. I've put my eggs in more baskets so that, like, I'm not just shooting and not just earning income from photography. I've learned different creative branches that I can incorporate into my business. And it's just been so wonderful to realize that what I want to do is shoot and teach photography and just keep doing the things that I have been doing, just almost coming back to it as, like, a more mature photographer and person. Because I've been shooting since I was in my early 20s, and now I'm almost 37 years old. There's a big difference and a lot of growth in a person that comes between those years. And I really just had to take that space to ask myself, what do I want to do? Do I want to shoot forever? And the answer is yes. So all that to say, I'm back to booking. While I'm focused still on establishing my mock-up store, I'll also be devoting a lot of time to building this website back up. While I've always preferred my website to other social media avenues, I feel like for a while their websites felt less important than social media, specifically Instagram. I like social media as much as the next millennial. Show me a DIY or a garden video or a video of a huge shark in Australia any day of the week. But because I've been posting on it for so long, it can feel really repetitive and a bit like shouting into a void. Now that there are so many platforms, though, I definitely prefer my website over anything. So that's the plan, to flesh out the mock-up shop, post more on here, and start taking more bookings. While I don't believe I'll ever shoot quite as much as I used to shoot like 4 shoots a week with a wedding every Saturday during busy season, I'm really excited to get to more of a 2 shoots a week / 2 weddings a month kind of schedule. I'm just super excited for it. It's going to be so, so rad, and I'm so excited to share all of it with you and just to shoot it. I'll be back soon. And if you're looking for an education update, I'll post more about that later. I'll talk to you later, guys. Can't wait for all the future has coming our way. Bye.